Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated August 2, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sestile Tekel and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tekel. The background music is by Stephen J. Goulburn. Well, how is everyone this week? Hope you're having a great time. It's an awesome time of the year, awesome time to be doing things in the game. For a lot of you guys up in the Northern Hemisphere, summer is ruling and temperatures are rising. I hope you're not cooking. I hope it's not too extreme. I hope things are doing well. Of course, down under, we're in the middle of winter. It's been a fairly mild one so far. A little bit of rain today, forecast. But apart from that, not too horrible at all. Okay, we have another week in the game, another release, more stuff to talk about, more stuff that's new, and it's going to be great. I've had quite a good week in the game this week, running around doing a lot of things, and grinding, basically, crafting up a lot of experience points. Yeah, because as anybody will know, once you get up to significantly high levels and you want to go higher, you need an awful lot of experience points to do that. It really does start to hurt. So you go out and you grind and you grind and you grind, and you find more and more challenging stuff to kill. I've been back to Krull a few times this week, and yeah, I'm getting a little bit better at that. I actually managed to enjoy myself in the monkey room, which is the first time, like, ever, I think. I've managed to survive it a few times, but now I'm actually enjoying it. So that's a big achievement. And I've been out in company a few times this week. I tell you what, that is a way to go. You really should do it if you have the opportunity. Of course, time and logistics often cramp my style, because I tend to hop on at random moments of the day or night whenever I sort of get the opportunity, whenever life allows. So it's hard to schedule things, but yeah, look, if people are around, have a look, do the Alt F thing, have a look for people who are forming groups. If you have friends who are going out adventuring, then by all means go with them. I've been to some great places. I've been back to Krull a few times, and I hadn't explored it well enough to know where the Clockwork Dragon was. Yeah, well, now I do. And we managed to dispatch him a few times. I'm fairly sure I wouldn't have been able to do it by myself. And, of course, you can mow down the opposition and do a lot of death and destruction in no time at all when you're with a group. And rampaging through the rise last night, that was absolutely fantastic. It was a continual stream of death and destruction. And yeah, it was awesome. And the other benefit is you benefit from the cumulative experience, the XP bonus of being with a group. You can kill so many creatures so quickly that even with the raised level on attenuation, I hope you know that they have raised that level to 2 million points per hour. So you can earn 2 million XP in an hour before that horrible little icon comes up on your alert screen. If you press the button that lets you look at your experience and your skills and whatever, you've got the little XP number down the bottom, that little icon pops up and says your experience gained through adventuring has been attenuated. Oh my god. Yes, so you can do 2 million points per hour before that pops up. And yes, we managed to do it in not a lot of time at all. So awesome experience, great to party and adventure with friends. So, yeah, do it whenever you get the chance. All right, the news proceeds. We have update number 343. There's a new scenes live stream today, and we've got updates on the vaults. Okay, first item, the live stream, which, of course, they publish at Friday every week at 4 p.m. Central Time, which is 5 a.m. on Saturday my time, so of course I never watch the thing, but I do like to catch up on it later if I can, and I think this would be worth catching up on, because this week they said Travis Kleski, aka List Rostov, and Keith Quinn, or Sanio as we know him, are going to talk about the new scenes they're working on, like the rework of Alfheim. Now, I have been to Alfheim a few times, and it's a significantly challenging scene. They've got some reasonably unfriendly mobs there, but I think it's going to be worth going to again, because it is flagged for a major redesign. It looks as if it's not going to be so much of a forest scene anymore. It'll be an icy mountain scene, and there's going to be significantly more challenge in it. And that's really all I can say without having seen all these live streams. So one, I'm going to have to watch them, and two, I'll have to go back and check this out. So catch up on that if you can. As always, the live streams are available on YouTube if you missed them, if you were working, if you were playing, if you were doing important things like sitting down to dinner or spending time with the family or whatever you're doing, it's there on YouTube. Grab a look at it, and they are really valuable because you do learn a lot about what the devs are doing and how the game's developing. They're also highlighting and reminding us of this month's rewards program items. Now, just reminding everybody, especially those who haven't heard about it yet or don't know, there is a rewards program built into the Shroud environment, universe, whatever, at the moment. They would be incredibly grateful and appreciative if as many of the community as possible got behind them and helped fund and support this awesome game. And there is a program to do just that. It's called the Rewards Program, which you can sign up to if you go to the web store. There's a little item called Subscribe to the Rewards Program, or whatever it's called, and you can do that. You can effectively purchase that, and you're looking at $9 a month. So it's a subscription-based thing, and for the price of a couple of cups of coffee, you can be supporting the game. And you're not only supporting the game, you get rewards for it, which are, of course, 900 gold crowns of the obsidians every month. You get exclusive monthly reward items, so every month they devise a few items, digital items that they've created in the past or thought about creating that they thought the community would enjoy. You get an exclusive title every 3 months, and every 6 months you can pick a die 12 pack, and you can get 3 obsidian potions every month. So that is pretty awesome. And for this month, if you are on the rewards program, which you should be, the rewards that you will get are a Lord British round shield, a Lord British leather helm, and a Lord British silver serpent spear. Now these may be decorative. You may just like hanging them up in your home and staring at them and reflecting how awesome they are. You may like to wear them out and about. You may even like to use them in combat. That's up to you. And all you need to do to get these is A, be in the rewards program, That's fairly easy. And B, log in at some time during the month. Because, you know, sort of, if you don't log in, if you forget to log in, well, the ship has sailed and I'm really sorry, but you didn't get them. Okay. Moving right along to the next item, there are updates in the Crown Shop. And as we've been talking for a little while, the Crown Shop is a part of the facility. It's a part of the mechanism that they've developed for quite some time now. If you want to purchase something, call it pixel fluff, call it whatever you will, stuff that's going to make your gameplay more enjoyable, more fun, more pleasant, stuff to enhance your home, your lifestyle, whatever. It's not on the website anymore, it's all within the game. And there's a little icon, top right hand corner of screen, and sort of looks like a round crown. Okay, click on that, you have access to the Crown Shop. There's a raft of things there that you can purchase, and of course you purchase them with crowns. And to get crowns in the first place, well, you can either purchase them from other players using in-game gold if you've been toiling hard and working your little backside off and earning in-game gold, then there will always be players who are willing to sell crowns to you. Or you can go to the web store and buy crowns with actual, real, genuine money, which supports the game. Okay, so in the Crown Shop, they regularly add new things to attract us. And this is what they have this week. We have an empty Land Row home. And a lot of people are getting really excited and pleased about this. And I think this has been wanted for a while. Okay. Now, traditionally, since they were developed and devised, row lots, the little lots that, well, basically it's the smallest lot you can get, it comes with a free default home, which is good, but it also blocks access to the ground that it's built on. It's like saying, yeah, you can have any row lot you like as long as you have a house on it. And people have said, well, yeah, that's wonderful, but I'd actually like to have a farm. I'd like to grow things. I've already got a home. So I really don't need another home, but I'd like some pasture land, thanks very much. I want to grow cotton, I want to grow garlic, I want to grow whatever. Really? Okay, alright, so the devs have listened. Now this empty land row home, it allows a row lot to be free of any structure, so you can put decorations on it. If you, as I've just said, if you want it for agriculture, you want it for gardens, if you want to do a party on it, you can just put some appropriate hardware, structures, whatever, pergolas, awnings, decorations, whatever, have it as a party location. If you want to tell somebody that you're in the process of building stuff, well, there's a whole construction set now. You can put a crane, you can put scaffolding, you can put piles of building materials, you can make your whole lot look like a building site, if you want to. The short story is, you can have a bare lot, and it's yours to do whatever you want with it. Fantastic. Okay, so that's available now. Okay, there are fog decorations. Wow, I have not seen this yet. Okay. This could be fun. Are you looking for that perfect moody setting, but thinking to yourself that things just aren't foggy enough? Well, you can place bits of fog around to make things look just a bit more mysterious. Don't quite know how they've done that, but that'll be interesting. Okay. So it's obviously a decoration that you can purchase. And I don't know how big these bits of fog are. It sounds like you drag them around the sky. And you can sort of fog up the neighbourhood. Awesome. Okay. Makes the place look just like London. All right. You have creature paintings. We have 6 new paintings depicting creatures, including unicorns. Oh, no, that's going to be nice. The perfect thing to add on, to hang on your wall. They do. There's a picture here in the newsletter of some unicorns, and that does look like a very attractive painting. It is beautifully done. So, yep, that would grace any home. There are portrait paintings. We've got 8 new paintings depicting characters in different clothing and armor. They have been added to the Crown Shop. And, of course, there is the vault. As we know, there are many items that have been thrust out into the community in times past. They're either reward items, virtue items, rewards for various things, backer rewards, and they served their time and then they went away. Well, to save them being lost forever, they reach into this huge bin, and every fortnight they pull out a small collection, put them into the vault. If you wish to purchase them, you have that opportunity. It is a premium price because they were originally, you know, sort of reward things. And I guess some people had the expectation that if they got one of these, it would be a rare and it would not come back again. Well, yes, it is coming back again, but for a limited time and for a premium price. And when you look at the description, it says Vault Edition. So it is not the original edition, even though it looks like very much like it. But this week in the vault, we have a spyglass. We have Admiral's outfits, ladies and gents. An Admiral's hat. A brindle greyhound. An anchor house decoration. A rowboat house decoration. A longboat dry dock decoration. And a tower village home. And there are some accompanying pictures here. They do look rather attractive. So anything along those lines that you'd like, jump into the store and splurge your crowns on them, because they're well worthwhile. Okay, next item is a reminder. The Lord British's birthday, Make a Difference, and Episode 2 Stretch Goal stores have sustained a 50% price drop. Great value. Who can resist a bargain? And this is a huge bargain. And this is continuing for the foreseeable future. I'm not sure how long they're going to continue it for. I thought it was only for July, but maybe it's been quite successful, and so they're carrying it on for a little while. But to celebrate Lord British's birthday on July 4, they've cut prices in half on every item in the Make a Difference and Episode 2 Stretch Goal stores. So check them out. And now, the Make a Difference stores, what are they? In case you didn't know, in case you're one of the few people who don't know yet, the game and Portalarium have aligned themselves with a number of charities. They're awesome. They are well worthwhile supporting. They do wonderful things. And these items are specifically flagged as Make a Difference items. If you purchase any of these items from the Make a Difference store, then a good portion of the proceeds of the sales will go to those charities. Now, I think from the top of my head, it could be 50%. Don't hold me to that, but I think that's about right. So you are helping yourself by making your life and your environment in the game a lot more fun. You're helping the game, you're supporting the game, and you're helping a charity. So it's not just a win situation, it's not just a win-win situation, it's a win-win-win situation. So that's perfect. And have a look at them. They support nature charity, looking after the environment. And if you always wanted a little pet reaper which would follow you around, now is your chance. They support the Safe Water and Sanitation Charity, helping people in many parts of the world get access to fresh, clean water when they couldn't otherwise. They support the Breast Cancer Charity, the Autism Awareness Charity, Movember, looking after men's health, and Children and Family Charities. All awesome and very worthwhile causes. So check out the Make a Difference store in the Crown Shop. Not only that, but as you know, episode 2 is coming, and hopefully those little pet horses that you can buy from the Crown Shop will one day, when they write the tech to go with it, grow into full-grown horses which you can actually mount and ride. So if you buy them now while they're cheap, they'll be worth a fortune one day. They might be a champion racehorse who will earn you $1 million in prizes. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So that's another thing you can get from the Crown Shop in the Episode 2 Stretch Goal store. Check it out. Right, the next item is the August login reward. Now, another cool idea that the developers have had. This is to encourage activity and encourage people to keep logging into the game. I think the motivation behind it is a good one. They're thinking, look, the more times and the more often people actually log into the game, the more they realize how much fun it is and the more they want to keep doing it. Like exposing people to continual and ever-increasing amounts of an addictive drug. It's wonderful. Look, I myself am finding that this game is really, really enjoyable, and it could almost be called addictive. You just want to find time and excuses to keep on playing it. So get over to any new players who are finding it difficult, who are feeling confused. I sympathise. It is a bit of a learning curve at the start. The combat system is quite different, and it can take a little while to get your head around that. It can take a little while to get your head around the system of earning and spending experience points. You need instruction and help in that. Once you grasp the concept, and once you get past the first few steps, it's really enjoyable. And then you can formulate in your head an idea of where you want to go, what sort of character you want to be. Because the beauty of this game is that nobody tells you, you have to be this kind of character. You have to be a warrior, you have to be a tank, you have to be a mage, you have to be an archer. You can be whatever the hell you want to be, and you can train this skill and that skill and another skill and another skill, and you can put it together any way you like. It's very much reminiscent of playing that old card game, which is probably still around, Magic the Gathering. I used to enjoy playing it with my kids. And for anybody who doesn't know about that one, a whole series of cards, and you can buy multiple decks, you can buy expansion packs, you can do whatever you like, and then you sort them all out and you shuffle them and you pick and you choose a deck that suits you, that is compatible with the style of play you want to play. You can have red magic and green magic, that's fire magic, forest magic, life magic, white, death magic, black, water magic, blue. That's as much as I remember from back in the day. Okay, so you sort through all the cards, you compose and you build a pack. You shuffle it, and as you're playing, you pull a card from the deck one at a time and hope that you get the one you want at the time you want it, and that's how you play. Okay, Shroud is a little bit reminiscent of that. You can build your own deck, and you can build your own character, and joy be with you. And with a little bit of experience, with a little bit of instruction from other players, with observing other players, watch how they play, talk to them, you think, oh yeah, okay, I think this is a good direction to go in, and I'm going to concentrate on doing this and this, with maybe a little bit of this and that and that and something else. And that's your character. And over time, you'll find that either it works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, you can change it. And that is the beauty of this game. It's completely fluid. And of course, it's constantly being subjected to changes and tweaks and adjustments by the devs, because they are responding to community feedback. This is a game that's built as much by the community as by the devs. And they're responding to community feedback, they're responding to their observations, they are continually monitoring things, and if they think something is a little bit relatively overpowered and something is relatively pathetic, they'll try to adjust it. And of course you get howls of protest by the people who were running the overpowered characters, and they cry because they've just been nerfed. But the people who were underpowered think, oh, this is wonderful. Yeah, now I can actually do something. So be prepared for a few adjustments along the way. This game is continually being grown, developed, and adjusted. But it's a fun ride. It really is. Okay, and that's a very, very long, rambling way of saying that the devs are encouraging people to come back in, log in every month, and you get rewards for just doing that, just for logging in to the game. Okay, now, they're not huge, they're not mind-blowing, they're not worth a fortune, they're not going to give us 10,000 crowns every month when we log in. It's more a little bit of fun, a bit of token, and yeah, it's nice. Okay, the August login rewards, as they say, to celebrate the heat of the summer, every player who logs in during the month of August will receive a set of fire potions that, when they're consumed, add the immolation effect. So there you go. If you log in during August, you'll have a set of potions. If you consume one, it'll look as if you have a huge pillar of fire surrounding you. Hopefully you won't be burnt to a crisp. But that's the login reward for August. Have fun with it and enjoy. And as I say, all you have to do to receive those, just log in to the game and they'll be in your inventory. Right, well, the next item in the newsletter is the Shroud of the Avatar Rewards program, which we have dealt with. And as said, we've got the round shield, the leather helm, and the silver serpent spear, and they have pictures of them here, and they do look rather attractive. So if you want to get onto the rewards program for $9 a month, this is what you will get as a reward this month. Get into it. Right, next item, the Lord of the Isle Episode 2 bundles. We have been talking about this for quite a while, but obviously not fully taken up yet, not totally surprising considering the price tag, but they're there. Look, if you want to get in on the ground floor in episode 2, which is coming soon, soon is a trademark word and it specifies an indefinite and undetermined amount of time, but we hope it is pretty soon. Okay, it's coming. Now, if you want to get down on the ground floor and be one of the game's biggest supporters, this is your opportunity. there will only be 24 of these packages sold. So what you get for your support of the game is you get a Place Anywhere castle lot deed. This is not a town or city or keep deed. This is a castle deed. It's humongous. It's the biggest deed in the game. If you put it in a player-owned town, it's tax-free forever, or anywhere else, it's tax-free for a year. And you can put it on water, if you can find a blob of water big enough. Right, you get a title, Lord or Lady of the Isle. You get a unique home, which is the castle, which they have shown us. It is also humongous. It'll take you a year and a day to decorate that. You get another home as well. You get a basement, a castle wall set, a dungeon, a whole pile of crowns. You get 999 bank slots, 12 prosperity tools, 2 unique in-game items, which they're going to think about and reveal later. Early access to episode 2. You get an episode 1 box and map signed by the team. A 1-hour video conference with Chris for design discussion, so you can bombard him with all your requests and ideas for how the game should be better. You can get 1 actual real silver ring crafted by Lord British, and you get an in-game version of that ring. You get a tour of Lord British's place. You get dinner and drinks with the team, either in Austin or New York. You just have to get yourself there. And at a price starting at $6,995, it's probably not for everybody. But if you've just won lottery, or received an inheritance, or you've got a whole heap stashed away and you really, really, really would like to show support for the game, this is how you can do it. And I sincerely do recommend it. Right, next item we have live streams. As always, there are live streams, and they are fabulous to watch if you have the time and you're available to do it. The live stream from last Friday, they've put up on YouTube. There's a link to it here in the newsletter. Remember, they had a lava fishing contest, and of course, they will announce the winners on that. So fantastic. You can learn anything else you wanted to. It's available on YouTube. Also, we have a couple of other live streams highlighted with Atos answering questions that were left over from the Friday live stream. If you had a question, if you were wondering about something, chances are somebody else was as well, so they might have asked the question and you could find your answer. And there it is. And there's also the Rebuilding Ulfheim Part 5 with Sanio. So if you want to get a bit of an idea of what Ulfheim is going to be like before you venture in there, which is always a good idea, have a look at that one. And remember, as always, if you subscribe to their YouTube channel, then you get an email every time they upload a new video, so you don't have to sit wondering. So that's a really good thing to do. Subscribe to these things, you get notifications, and you are in the know, and you'll know exactly what they're doing. And I tell you what, it's good to know things, it's good to get information, because I went on a bit of a quest this week. I will try not to give too much away. Many of you will know that there are blessings available in the game. If you visit a certain location and you complete a certain sort of quest, you can achieve a blessing, and that will boost some particular stats for a period of 3 days. 3 actual days, not 3 New Britannian days. Very worthwhile having. And the people I was adventuring with said, you really need to do this and that. And I said, oh, thank you very much. Where the hell do I go? So they told me. I went to Tenebris Harbour, which is the starting point for one of them. And yes, I found it, thanks to reading in the forum about somebody else's experience. I don't know that I would have found it by myself. So this is an awesome community and we help each other out. So now my Dodge experience is significantly enhanced. And yeah, last night I dodged a dragon shooting a blast of flame at me, which I'm sure I wouldn't have done otherwise. So awesome stuff. Have a look and absorb all the wisdom that you can. And look at the live streams if you have the opportunity. Right, upcoming events. Well, we have all the releases coming up. The dance party on August 17. Our conventions, as we've mentioned. If you have the opportunity to go to DragonCon, it's August 29 to September 2. Gee, that's getting close now. And there's a SOTA International Convention on October 10 to 13. Right. Next item is the merits item. We talk about this one every week as well. Well worth talking about because it's a fabulous little app. Just put it on your phone and it ties in with either the health app on your phone or your Fitbit or whatever you're carrying. Counts the number of steps you walk every day. Every step will give you a point and you can use those points to buy obsidian potions. They will allow you to buy one every 3 days for 3,000 points. Awesome. So there you go. You get obsidian potions for free and they run a sweepstakes. Every month they run a fabulous sweepstakes and at the end of this month somebody's going to walk away with a Shogun City water home. That looks absolutely exquisite. Beautiful Shogun styling. Tied up to the pier there. Obviously you need a city water lot to park it, but if you have one, fabulous, enter it. You can enter the sweepstakes every day and it costs you 2,500 points, which as I said you get for free. So the whole thing is free. At the end of the month that is the prize. Somebody's going to win it. 15,000 crown value. It might as well be you, so get into it. Right, next item, community event. The first item is the Shogun Ridge Chronicles, the Savage Assassinations event. Now, the timetable, it's starting on August the 2nd, Friday night, at 7 p.m. It ends on August the 4th, Sunday afternoon at 12 p.m. New Britannian time. So it's actually running at the moment. So by the time you hear this, I hope you haven't missed it. Okay. Now the objective of this is like a type of PvP. And it's orchestrated, it's controlled, and it's going to be rather fun. So the objective of it is you go and see Christoph Reese or Savage Calypso, and you get a marker. They will tell you who you have to go and assassinate. If you can kill that person, that completes the marker. Then you have to escape the zone with your life. And the most successful number of assassinations will win. So those are the rules. There are only three rules. You obtain a marker, you kill the target by any means necessary, and you escape. Now, you get this marker, as I said, from Christoph Reese or Savage Calypso in the Savage Orchid Inn. And I'm thinking that would be in Shogun Ridge. Okay, so you get the target, you get the marker. Each target is going to have three guards during the assassination window. You have to either evade the guards or kill them as well. That's probably up to you. You do whatever you like, but you have to kill the target. If a target is successfully assassinated, there'll be a 15-minute break. Then you have to acquire a new marker, and the markers have to be handed back to the person they are obtained from. So, basically, you're a hitman, and you get a target to go and kill, you go and kill the target, you report back, say, I succeeded, and I got away. Fine. Now, there are windows of opportunity. on the Friday, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. I think that's midnight on Friday. Saturday, 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. Also Saturday, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. midnight again. And Sunday, 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. So there are a number of windows of opportunity over the weekend. Grab it if you want to. Now, the prizes. The person who manages to complete the most markers will get 5,000 kotos, the second 3,500, and the third 1,000. See you there. Have fun. There'll be a lot of death and destruction going on. Okay, next community event is the Release 68 Dance Party with DJ Darkstar live on Avatars Radio. It will be held on Saturday, August the 17th, 2 p.m. New Britannian time. Put that in your diary. This is an awesome event. They hold a fabulous release party every new release, and Darkstar loves being the DJ, spinning the discs and generating a fabulous party atmosphere. Now this release, it's going to be at Rift's End on the Isle of Chaos. If you're going to it, all you need to know is that as you rock up to Rift's End, you will rock up to the main docks. You can either walk across country, or you can walk up to the little signpost just next to the docks. Click on the signpost, you're presented with a list of destinations where you want to go. Well, it is Side Docks 4. If you click on that, you'll be teleported instantly to the other side of the island. Great, that's good. And you look around, you see a small jetty poking out into the water with a little boat on it. That little boat will take you to a smaller island just across the water, which you can see. It's just over there. Right, that is the Isle of Chaos. So hop into that little boat, get over to the island, and you are there. The venue we are talking about is the ship owned by Darkstar. It is a dry dock ship on land and is a huge galleon. That's where the party will be held, and it's going to be fabulous. As many people as possible should attend, because not only is it a party, it's a celebration, it's a stress test to see how many people can crowd into an instance at once without ruining the performance of the game. So get in there and have fun. Now, of course, the only downside is I'll be asleep at the time, because that's a very uncivilized hour in this part of the world. And my in-game residence is the boat that's moored just to the side of that on the pier next to the shore. So if you lot make too much noise, you might get a very angry avatar pounding on your door telling you to shut up. So look, have fun, enjoy, as many people as possible attend the dance party. As I say, it's Saturday, August the 17th, from 2 p.m. onwards at the Queen of Chaos ship in Rift's End. Beautiful picture of Darkstar here in the newsletter. Fabulous. Okay, finally, resources, players helping players. The new player welcome forum, which we are familiar with, and the player created resources forum. They've got the best stuff for new players. If you're new, if you don't know where you're going or what you're doing, or you just want to announce the fact that you've arrived, just put a little post in there. You'll find a raft of people waiting to welcome and help you and sort all your questions out. Because as I said earlier, it can be a little bit of a difficult game to pick up. Once you get the idea of it, and once it gets under your skin, it's a little bit like the Hotel California. You can check out anytime you like, but you'll never be able to leave. It gets into you, and you'll end up loving it so much. Okay, and also there is a community resources page for a complete listing of Everything Community. Okay, I think that's about me for this week. As said, I hope everybody's doing well. Good health and happiness to everybody. And may your travels in the game be prosperous and fruitful. And have fun doing whatever you're doing. If you have any questions, if you have any need of any help, there are so many people in the game wishing and willing to help you. If you see me hanging around in the game, don't be afraid to send a message or a whisper or whatever, and I'll do what I can. So I'll finish off here. The wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also, thanks to Sir Style Tackle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events, and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius, signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.